everyone. It's the Between the Lions postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. This is PA, voice of the Vikings. Wabi, U.S. Bank Stadium, 34-17. Vikings win.
Look how close Maine Man is with this camera. I mean, I know Wabi looks good with that pretty smile and everything, but you're feeling good about yourself today, just like we are. Because look at that score, 34-17. What up?
Yeah, he has to be close to us because the scoreboard cannot be in the picture.
Right.
The white balance would be off.
Right.
The scoreboard was lit up by your Minnesota Vikings today. Yep. 34 points by your Case Keenum-led Minnesota Vikings. We're going to talk about it right now on the postgame report. Thank you, Gatorade, for presenting the postgame report Between the Lines. Case Keenum, you made a case for Keenum.
It ain't easy. I tried it on Fox 9 earlier and
pre-game,
messed it up.
And you were right. He played right. Great.
Well, The Vikings had nearly 500 yards of offense today. It was a weird game because the Vikings came into it this week with no Sam Bradford. I think the team absolutely made the right decision on Friday to declare Bradford out because that, in making the case for Keenum, gave Case the opportunity to know into the game it was his job. Like, we're in Pittsburgh last week, and it's 10:30 Eastern, and you got Bradford out on the field pushing on his knee to see if he can go, and Case is like, hello, do I get a chance to play today? Then he did. Pittsburgh's better than Tampa, but Case, taking all the reps he did in practice, prepared beautifully, by the way, by offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur, and then knowing Friday he was playing, I think that helped a lot. He was at home. These Buccaneers, though, I mean, I don't leave a lot of games feeling bad for an adversary because it's really tough to win games in the NFL. Yeah. But they came into it without their middle linebacker, their nose tackle. Gerald McCoy had a bad ankle. Levante David looked like he took a significant physical L. So, man, God bless the Buccaneers, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Case Keenum, for most of the game, had a perfect passer rating up in the 157 range. Yeah. I think he finished 140-something, but the numbers are this. 25 of 33, 369 yards,
wow.
Career high.
That's great.
Three touchdowns, no picks. Stephon Diggs had two of the three touchdowns. Jarius Wright had the other. Adam Thielen was just under 100 yards receiving. The last time, PA, we played a game here, it was against the Saints.
Yeah.
Diggs and Thielen were on fire that night, and those two were working well today as well.
Yeah, and we got the Lions here next week. You know, the NFL is just so crazy because you win Monday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints. Everybody's all hyped to beat Adrian. Offense looks great, and then Bradford has a left knee. So you go to Pittsburgh, you lose to the Steelers in their home opener because, as Wabi likes to say, it's really difficult to play catch-up at Heinz Field. And then now this next week, you look unbelievably good offensively against the Bucs. So with the Lions here next week, it's a Northern Division collision. It begins three consecutive in the division. Lions here at Bears Monday Night Football, then Green Bay here. The NFL, week to week, it's cliched, but anything can happen week to week. That's why it's the best league of all pro sports.
That's right. Now looking up at the scoreboard. Only five penalties for the Vikings today. That is awesome. Almost 500 yards of offense. Also really good. We were good on third downs on offense. That was nice to see. We were 3 of 5 in the red zone on offense. Let's flip the script. Defense. Three interceptions. We have had three interceptions in a game since Carolina last year.
Yep.
Awesome to see Trey Waynes get one of them. And Harry the Hitman got his hands on the football, too.
I got to credit my radio partner, Ben Lieber, at Nacho Lieber via Twitter. Because Ben, in the pregame on Vikings Game Day Live on Fox 9, was singing the story that Jameis Winston, for all of his positives and or negatives, when he presses and gets a little off his game, he sails receivers, meaning he overshoots them, which means, in the estimation of Nacho Lieber, the safety should have opportunities for interceptions. Funny, both had one today.
Yep.
Sendejo and Harry the Hitman for the first time in 21 months. So we head into that game against Stafford. It's here at U.S. Bank Stadium. I don't know about you, man, but, I mean, it's a week away. I'm already super freaking excited for that game.
I just want to stay here for it. 1 of 6 on third down for
– You know, people have done that before, and it didn't go over well.
No, it wouldn't, but it would be a lot of fun.
Right.
We could do your radio show from here, too.
And
– 1 of 6 on third downs for Tampa's defense. Great job by the Vikings defense.
Let's take it a step farther.
Yes.
Steelers 3 of 13 on three down, third down the week before.
Yeah, very good. So that's pretty much it. We would be remiss – to not mention the Vikings offensive line.
Oh, wait a second. What was Dalvin's touchdown celebration? I know you wrote about it either at Vikings.com or at Wobby or something.
He talked about it on the Wobcast, which you can catch on the Vikings channel with the iHeartMedia app, by the way.
Yeah, really, Vikings channel. That's right. That iHeart app, by the way, is free.
Yeah, but it's the chicken noodle soup touchdown dance.
It is?
But he fumbled right after he scored.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think he got to do it.
Yeah, can Dalvin have a clean touchdown?
No.
I mean, seriously, he thinks he's in at Pittsburgh, and then the refs put an L on him. They're C.J. Ham, and then now he can't even do his chicken noodle soup
bit. I know. Three key games coming up, everyone. Three straight divisional games for the Minnesota Vikings.
Gotta
the first one is against Detroit next week.
Yep.
Victory high five. That's it for the Between the Lines post-game report. It's brought to you by Gatorade.
Your mic's operating like the Bucks offense.
Right, I know. Not very well. But good enough to get the job done. So we're going to get out of here before we do any more damage. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Wobby. The Between the Lines post-game report brought to you by Gatorade is over.
Skull.